Also, sometimes the scholars have a different opinion in the salat because they have different way of understanding the hadith. Sometimes, like I give an example, Ali said the Prophet ﷺ, when he prays, he will put his hand above his navel. Surah? The navel? Above his navel. Even though there's so many scholars said this narration is weak, but let's say for instance it's authentic. What it means above his navel? Some said above it like this, on it. Some said above it like on his chest, because in chest it means above it. You see, you can't understand that. You understand in both ways. So this is the difference in opinion comes from among the scholars. The Prophet ﷺ, for example, said, when you go to sujood, don't go to sujood like the camels when he sat. طيب, when you see the camels when he sat, you get confused because the camels is like his knees, the camel's knees is in his hand. It's different. The animal's knee is different than the human being knees. The animal's knees in their hands, at least this in Arabic language, not in their legs. And it's the hands which is I don't know if we can call them hand, the front. I don't know if we can call them hand or not, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Like the front... The front feet, that the way you say it in English? Yeah. I don't know in English, what do you call it? Huh? Hands also? Front legs? Okay. We call it in Arabic hands. And the two, but we get confused about this one who has 44 legs. Which one is hand? Anyway, so his hands or the front legs, his knees and his front legs. This is an Arabic language. So when he touched the ground, what if you ever seen the camel, what he will do, he will sit like this, then he will put the rest of his front legs, then his rear legs. So here, some scholars said, since the knees touch the ground first, we shouldn't put our knees first. Some other, no, he said he doesn't mean his knees, but he meant the front side of him, his hands goes first, the whole hand goes first, so you should not touch the ground with your hand first, you touch with your back or your legs, not your front, not your hand, your legs first, because the camel's start with his hand, then his legs. See, a different way of understanding the hadith itself. And this is very acceptable, as a matter of fact. And this is something unique about this religion, because this different of understanding the hadith itself make things sometimes easy on people. And make it easy on the people. As you know, or you're familiar with the Arabic language, it's very wide, large language. So, I don't want you to be upset when you see sometimes difference in opinions between scholars. Sometimes this difference has no proof at all. Is that possible? Yes. How? Sometimes the follower of the sheikh, of the scholars, they will follow him blindly. And they think that everything this sheikh said, because he's a great sheikh, is sunnah. How is that? Give you one example. There's a great imam in his time. There is nobody similar to him in knowledge. He was amazing. His name is Malik, Al-Imam Malik. And all of you know Maliki Madhab. This great imam, he used to follow the sunnah in all the small things. Yani he was perfect, rahimahullah, yani was well known of following the Prophet ﷺ steps. he has a story with the Khalifa in that time, and they got mad at him because he didn't want him to be judged, and he refused, and he gave fatwa against what the government want. Anyway, a long story. He been punished that the ruler in Medina at that time, what he did, they tied Al-Imam Malik's hand from here and from his wrist, and they pull his shoulder. Then they used to slash him or some in public, whip him in public. After this, his shoulder dislocated, rahimahullah. So what he used to do while he's praying, he couldn't put his hand, his right hand on his left hand. He used to lift his hands on the sides because his shoulder dislocated. Some of the people came into Medina, some of the students, saw him praying like that. They start saying the sunnah to pray while you're putting your hand on the sides. Because Imam Malik used to say that, and for sure he following the sunnah. And people after generation, it became something people think it's part of the religion. But in fact, it has a reason. They never bother themselves to read Malik himself's book. He had a book, and in this book he said that the Prophet ﷺ, when he prayed, he used to put his right hand on his left hand. In his own book. But people just narrated that and became adopted without evidence, based on evidence. So basically we have here different opinions because different reasons. So don't expect me in this few minutes to go over every opinion. Because sometimes very delicate matters like the mat, this to touch the ground with your hand or your knees first, it's a very delicate. And whatever you choose among the scholars, you follow one of the scholars' opinion, alhamdulillah. But there are some people has very weird way of understanding this difference opinions. Like one day I said, you know what, I'm not going to bother myself. What I'm going to do, I'm going to touch the ground with both, with my hand and knees at the same time. That's not acceptable because nobody ever said that among the scholars. Either way, this one of the, you can make your own way of the salat. You can make your own way of the salat. And we will, inshallah, mention some of it. Some of it, also, you have to know that the salat had conditions, preconditions, and pillars, and obligations, and recommended act. Say that again. I'm going to ask you. You have preconditions for each salah. Preconditions. You have pillars. You have obligations. You have recommended act. Why are we saying that? What's the difference between the preconditions or the condition of the salat and the pillars of the salat and the obligation of the salat and the recommended act in the salat? Telling you, therefore, there are so many benefits. One, you will see that most of the difference opinion related to what recommended in the salat. It's not related to the basic things, which is make your salat valid or not valid. What makes your salat valid or not valid, the dispute among the scholars is very rare, very small areas. Alhamdulillah. Two, the time sometimes you mess up while you're praying. You forget something and you pray. So you have to know whatever you forgot is one of the pillars, so that salat is not correct. You have to repeat it. One of the preconditions, that means your salat is not complete. You have to repeat. If it's obligations, you can make it up with something called sujood sahu. If recommended, you don't need to do anything. Just make istighfar and that's said to it. You see? So you have to know the difference between these four categories. So to make sure that your salat is right. The preconditions, it is what you need to have before the salat. One, the first preconditions, that you pray on in the time, when the time starts. We have five prayers. Fajr, the start. Allow me to skip this part because you have calendar schedule. So I don't need, because I don't think you're going to go to the sun and see the moon, the stars. Whoever need to know this details, he can talk to me later. But I'll just be more practical with you today. I'll skip this part. So whenever, the point is, you cannot pray before time. But if I pray and find out, oh, Asr is still 10 minutes. I want you to listen to this. It's very important. What if you prayed Asr? Okay, let's pray Asr. Brother, oh, still 10 minutes. Asr, is not entered. The time of Asr not entered yet. Still 10 minutes for Asr. Your salat is not right. Or 20 minutes. It's not right. You have to repeat it, to repeat the salat again on time. Or in the time. Before the time is not acceptable. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The salat was set up in a certain times. You cannot do it in your own. There is something related to the sisters. It's very important for women to know. We have two salats or four salats. They have something it called joining time. Yani the time is joining between these two salats. Dhuhr and Asr. And Maghrib and Isha. Therefore, when you're traveling, you compare Asr and Dhuhr, you compare Maghrib and Isha. Because the time is joining with each other. There is certain time for each one, but there is joining between them. What the benefit for that for sisters, and this is only rules for sisters. The scholar said, and this is different opinion, but this is the safest opinion. If woman, for instance, she had her period, she's not allowed to pray, but her period finished at Asr time. During the Asr time, the scholar said she has to pray Dhuhr and Asr. So many of the scholars said she has to pray Dhuhr and Asr. If it's in Isha time, she has to pray Maghrib and Isha. But she doesn't have to pray Asr or Dhuhr. Do you got this point? Is it clear? This is related to the time. Fajr time is not until Dhuhr. So many people think Fajr until Dhuhr. I remember one professor. He's from Muslim country. Allah Yaghfir. He was in a conference with one of my friends, he's a doctor. And this is from Egypt, Zalakhir. This professor, my friend, wake him up for Fajr, and they went to pray Fajr. It was, I think, in a Taif or something. Anyway, then the doctor said, I saw him in the morning praying. Then I told him, MashaAllah, you pray Dhuha, any volunteer prayer? He said, no, I'm praying Subh. He said, Subh? يعني قالوا أصلي الصبح قالوا طيب what we pray فجر قال والله أنا ما أعرفش الصلاة دي صلاة لذيذة خالص كانت في الوقت جميل يعني he said to him we pray فجر in the masjid so what صبح you praying he told him I didn't know which kind of prayer we had but it was very nice and lovely prayer it was it's early in the morning but my Fajr is this time, 9 o'clock. I don't know any other prayer than that. So, he said, I didn't know what Fajr is. He always pray Fajr, Subh, 9 o'clock a.m. or 7 or whatever. No, Fajr time is not Fajr finished when the sun comes up. That means you missed the prayer. Khalas. Once the Prophet ﷺ and his companion, they were fighting in the battle, or they traveling, and they settled, they slept. And no one woke up until the sun comes up in the middle of the sky, or like in daytime. they woke up from the heat of the sun. Do you know, brother or sister, what the companion did? They put the sand on their head and do like this, hitting their heads. They said, oh, يعني, we have done something يعني, unacceptable. They prayed so much just because missed one prayer, Fajr. So the person should realize this. Isha time, most of the majority scholars said until the half of the night. Anybody knows how to figure out the length of the night? Do you know how to figure out how long is the night is? How you figure out the length of the night or the long, the time the night, how long it is? From? Yeah, the night. From what time to what time?
When you can't tell the difference between the white bread and the black
bread. No, do you start from Isha to Fajr or from Maghrib to Fajr? From Maghrib to Fajr. This is the night. Divide this by two, you half the night. Like today, Maghrib is 8 o'clock. Let's for instance, 8 o'clock, Fajr is 6 o'clock. Even it's earlier than that. But from 8 to 6, how many hours? 10 hours. So 5 hours added to 8. 1 o'clock is the midnight. This is the way we calculate the night. You see what I'm saying? So add to 2.5 hours. That means from 3:30 until Fajr, until 6, this is the last third of the night. This is the way we calculate. So if Isha end, most of the scholars said, by half of the night. Half of the night. Like for example, this is today, 1 a.m. But also some scholars said, it can be all the way to until Fajr. This is related to the time. Two, the second condition. You have to face the Qibla, the direction. You have to face the direction. طيب, when we talk about the obligated salat, the five daily prayers, when we come to the five daily prayers, we have to face the Qibla when we pray, while we are praying. Where is the Qibla in America? Just to make it very short, the Qibla in America, it is the northwest, the northeast, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The northeast, other direction. The northeast. Some people said it's the southeast. If you look to the map, when it's a flat map, you will say it's southeast. But the earth is not flat. The earth has the shade of the A. Therefore, the direction is not the same directions in the flat map. When you put it like this way, and the people who specialize in that, they said it is exactly northeast. It's not south. If you pray southeast, your Qibla is going to be Sudan or something like that in Africa, middle of Africa. It's not going to be what you're targeting. Anyway, but I will tell you something very important here. A narration, it's an authentic narration of the Prophet ﷺ once. In one night, it was very dark. And the